producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Your host, Leon Francis, for the Common Sense Club this morning. Beautiful morning out once again. North Dakota is great for beautiful mornings. It's nice and brisk and sunshiny and all that good stuff. It's pretty cool. Something else that's cool that I heard about is our chairman, our the guy that steers the ship, which is Flag Family Radio, Scott Hannon, will be on Chris Berg's 6:30 Point of View tonight. So be sure you tune in for that. Chris normally has a round table. Most of the time I am, you know, involved in that a little bit. I've had my rounds on there, you know, standing up to the liberal talking points and that sort of thing. Well, Scott Hannon is going to enter the Chris Berg 6:30 Point of View realm tonight. For the first time, I believe. So make sure you tune in for that. See how Scott stands up to the scrutiny of the TV and I don't know who else he's going to be on with, but I know some of the topics that they're going to be touching on is Senator Heidi Heitkamp's kerfuffle with the NDSU rail study. There's been quite the debate around that topic. Rob Port has a blog posting over there on Say Anything blog about that rail study. Even after she was told about the problems with that study, she used it anyway, and then she lied about it. So Scott's going to talk about that a little bit. If you want to find out some more background on it, go to sayanythingblog.com and check out the story that Rob has posted there. Scott will be talking about that tonight on 6:30 Point of View. He's also going to be touching on... And today is going to be AP-free radio, so this will be the only... A mention of AP on these airwaves this morning, but he's going to talk about the AP story. Should he be able to play or not? Did the Vikings do the right thing? That sort of thing. So Scott's going to talk about that. He's also going to talk about the Republicans announcing that $800 million surge funding for the West. And again, if you want some more info on that, go to sayanythingblog.com. Check out Rob Port's blog posting on that. And then watch 6:30 Point of View tonight. Scott Hannon will be in that seat, you know, giving you his point of view right over there on KXJV4 with Chris Berg. So make sure you tune in for that. And we'll also have it on our social media as soon as that video is available. My mic does not want to cooperate this morning. Don't think it had its coffee or something, because I've had mine and I am ready to go. We're going to have Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum discussing a couple of issues in the very next segment, in the 8:20 segment today. And in the 8:30 segment, we're going to have Minnesota House Minority Leader Kurt Daunt, Republican out of Crown. And we're also going to have Dan Fabian, who is Republican out of Roseau. They're going to join us as they tour the western and the northern part of Minnesota, discussing the Minnesota legislative races and their campaign for the control of the legislature and legislature. Sure. Good gravy. What's going on there? And the future for Minnesota. I'm going to ask them a couple of questions. First and foremost on my mind is, you know, what does the future of Minnesota look like if Republicans, you know, control the legislature? That's what I want to know. And how are they, what are they doing to move that football down the field? Oh, I just used a football reference. I got to stop doing that. But, yeah, so I think that's going to be a pretty good conversation to all our folks that are listening out there in the western part of Minnesota. When they're on, when Dan and Kurt are on, call in if you have questions, if you have comments, if you have concerns, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get your question live on air. Ask them, whatever you want. If you think that they're not strong enough on something, you know, call them on it. If you think they're doing a great job, call them on it. And if you just want to know, you know, where they stand on, I don't know, Second Amendment rights, on the right to life, things like that, you know, just call in. How do they propose to strengthen the business environment over there in Minnesota so they're not losing so many small businesses and large businesses to North Dakota, who is, in my humble opinion, very, very business friendly over here. Those are a couple of questions that you can, you know, ask them yourself right here on Flag Family Radio, 855-200-1776, extension 1. If you don't have time to wait on the phone line and, you know, that sort of thing, I call it the rant line, because you can call in now and hit option 1 and just leave your questions for them, for Dan and Kurt, on that line, and we'll play it when they're on. And I'm going to have them on for 2 segments, so call in, you know, as soon as you can. We have a pretty big block of time to have our conversation with them. So you got a question, concern, call in. 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave it on the rant line, extension 2 to ask them live and in person. In the 9 o'clock hour, we have some open phone time, and we're going to a couple of the topics that we want to talk about today. One would be and it's gone national. This morning, get up, you know, TV's on Fox News, and I see the story about the kid who was made to stand outside the classroom during the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, the teacher says, you know, they put him out there because they didn't want it. It's a disruptive deal. That's the way they're approaching this. They say, and I understand the logic behind this. You got a kid sitting down. Other kids are going, hey, you know, what's going on? Why is he sitting down? This is the, you know, Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. And listen, and it's kind of disruptive. So I can understand their point. But I don't know. I see it as a free speech type. You know, we don't have a free speech zones, places where you can openly practice your free speech. I mean, they are attempting to make free speech zones. I think one of the most abrasive things I've ever seen is, you know, like down there in when they had the BLM dust up with a Bundy. And you had these taped off sections, you know, where you could practice your free speech. And I'm looking at that and I'm like, wait a minute. The country is a free speech zone, not a police taped off area that they put you in. Or it's not free speech, man. But that's neither here nor there. But I'm saying that to say this. I'm patriotic as the next guy. I am. And do I think that we should recite the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag? I think it's a good thing to do. But I also will stand and fight to the death someone's right not to say the Pledge of Allegiance, because in my opinion, even though that kind of irritates me a little bit, it does. I don't want his free speech curtailed in any way, because if we can do it to him, someone can do it to me. And that's where I'm coming from on that. I want to get your point of view on that, and that will be an open phone topic today, along with, you know, President Obama. He's ruling out, you know, ground troops against the advisement of men and women that know a lot more about this than he does. I mean, you got to remember, this guy was a pot-smoking community organizer in college. He doesn't have military experience, doesn't have a whole lot of any type of experience at all, but that's neither here nor there either. But he's pretty much saying, you know, nope. No boots on the ground, absolutely not, and much against the advisement of folks that know a lot more and a lot more knowledgeable about a military engagement. So that's another open phone topic. Plus, the 6:30 point of view tonight. Karen, I'm going to go to you, but after the break, because that music means we're right up against it. So stay tuned. We're going to have Ellen Radner, Blanquita Cullum, and Karen out in North Fargo on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
All right, golfers, listen up. I know summer's slipping away, but fall is a great time for golf. And my friends at Chase on the Lake wanted me to invite you to beautiful Walker, Minnesota for a great deal. Fall golf is beautiful, all the colors. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and Chase on the Lake Resort. The package includes one-night lodging in a classic hotel room, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Longbow Golf Club. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129, just $30 more for the weekend. Think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful, easily worth the $129 by themselves. Then you get golf at a championship golf course. Throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at half price. Room at Chase, round of golf at Tiana or Longbow, plus a meal at the 502. All that for $129 Sunday through Thursday or $30 more on the weekend. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter promo code Scott. Get this great fall golfing package. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lowrider. Hey, is this song in reference to the Saggy Pants band down there in Florida? Is that what this is, man? Because if so, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. We have Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum on the line now. We also have Karen and Fargo. And I want to get to Karen because she's been holding for a while. So, Karen, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, first of all, you said you were having trouble with your mic. There is a wonderful computer fixer called Leon Francis. You should have him come over and fix that.
That's a little tongue. No, I have. It's not so much a problem with the software, and we can definitely handle that at FargoTech.com. That's my shameless capitalist plug right there. FargoTech.com. All your IT problems solved at FargoTech.com. FargoTech. Anyway, but it was more of a user error. So that's what it was. The mic stand is just, it was fighting with me this morning. So it looked kind of comical, me, the IT guy, fighting with this mic stand. It was not pretty. I won, as a matter of fact. I put it in a chokehold. So thanks, Karen, for weighing in this morning. I'm going to get to Ellen and Blanquita now. Ellen, Blanquita, how's your morning going?
How is my morning going? Well, I'm in the great state of Ohio today, so it's going very well. I always like being in the great state of Ohio.
And I'm in the great state of California. Beautiful day today out by the water.
California, Iowa, North Dakota. I would rather be here. I wouldn't mind surfing out there. A couple
it's
of things.
Pretty beautiful.
In California.
Yeah.
I know. I have always wanted to visit California. I don't think I want to live there, though. I want to visit, like, Napa Valley and all of that stuff. But I don't know if I want to live in California.
Don't go to Napa Valley. Come down to La Jolla. La Jolla is where all the, you know, even the Beach Boys used to sing about La Jolla. The waves out here are the best.
Good deal. Good deal. Are you going to be doing any surfing out there?
Can you see Blanquita surfing? I can't.
Of course I surf. I used to wear white lipstick and say, bitchin'. Come on. I was a California girl when I grew up.
White lipstick? I'm not going to touch that. But what I do want to touch is I want to get your feelings on a couple of issues. One, did you hear about the Florida City ban, the ordinance on saggy pants? You know, they wanted to have a fine imposed of $500 if you were caught on city property with your pants hanging down, your pants
well,
on the ground, that sort
view,
of thing.
My view is that Fox News and another group both said to me that my intern handbook was so strict that it would get them legal fights. I don't allow any other earrings. I don't allow nose rings. Everything has to be covered. I am like the most, I may be a lefty liberal on most things, but I am a arch conservative on dressing.
Good
see,
deal.
It's so hardcore that we all have to wear white gloves occasionally and hats. So, you know, for her, she broke out a bottle of champagne and celebrated when Florida got its census.
and my take on this is, you know, you can't force people to look the way you want. I think that's more of a home and church and, you know, that sort of thing. You got to shape those folks. And if you want to wear your pants baggy, knock yourself out. But don't be upset when no one wants to hire you.
I don't agree with that at all. In fact, I think there should be dress rules in Congress. I don't approve of people wearing jeans when they're tourists.
When people go to the United States Capitol, what she's saying is you'll see people in like shorts, Bermuda shorts, flip flops. Here we're in the United States Capitol, and you think they'd show more respect.
And I get that, but you can't force people to be decent, especially when it comes to their own personal appearance and their body and all of that stuff. I think it's a slippery slope. It is a very thin line between freedom and tyranny, especially when you're talking about the way people dress. And now, the congressmen and women and our senators and the folks that work in Washington, absolutely, dress code them. But tourists, I don't know if I could go that far.
I would. I would make people dress appropriately to be in the Congress of the United States.
I agree with you.
Well, he's probably not as bad as me.
No, I'm not I'm not as bad as Ellen. Ellen is the toughest in this one. She wins. But in so many ways, I agree with you on that.
And I do, too. In my home, my kids go to Shanley and Sullivan. I love the fact that they have a dress code there. And in my home, there is no pants on the ground. Absolutely not.
You know what I hate it the most is going to church. When people can't dress to go to church, they'll come in. And I understand.
What is up with that?
Well, you know, we've lost our ability to have a reverence for certain places and concepts. They figure that, well, you're lucky I'm here and that I showed up. No. Take a little time. Take the flip-flops off. And you know my other biggest thing that I hate? The thing I hate the most is when people are on camera or they're on a dais and they're chewing gum. Like I saw the president chewing gum at one of the funerals that he attended, and he's chewing gum. I thought, what's that about? He went to a Nelson Mandela's funeral. I think he was chewing gum. I thought, are they nuts?
Oh, wow.
You thought you were going to get a left-right argument on this. I am more conservative than she is. You know what's interesting? As everybody knows, I'm gay married, okay? Got married 10 years ago. And I would not marry my partner unless she wore a skirt. Same thing at her medical white coat ceremony. I'm just very strict about this kind of stuff.
And I think that if most of us took a lot more pride in the way you know we dress, the way we hold ourselves, I think a lot of the I've seen and I've heard folks say, you know, they're not hiring me because I'm this or I'm that or I'm the other thing. And then I take a look at them and I'm like, no, they didn't hire you because of what I see when I look at you. You don't have that corporate image, you know. You're not presenting the image they want to put out there to be the face to the public. That's why they didn't hire you. Not because of this, that, and the other thing, whatever little box you want to place yourself in. It's because you didn't take enough time to make yourself presentable. And so I totally get that. And I am glad that Ellen and I are on the same page with that. But when it comes to the city or the state imposing a dress code or the way you should look, I think that crosses the line. And I guess that's where we kind of, you know, part company there. But thank you guys for coming on. Gals, anyway. Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum.
That's okay. In California, they use that term. Instead of saying y'all, they say, where are you guys going? So it's okay. It's California term.
I'm a y'all's guy. I'm a Southern boy. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2 and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew with Son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny of financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We're back. I am your host, Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club right here on Flag Family Radio. My next guests are, and there are two of them. We have two guests in this segment. Minnesota House Minority Leader Kurt Daunt. And am I saying that last name right, Daunt?
Oh, that's actually the way you say it.
Doubt. Okay,
Doubt,
Kurt.
You got it.
Kurt Daunt, and he's a Republican out of Crown, and we also have Minnesota Representative Dan Fabian out of Roseau, and they're joining us as they tour the western and northern part of Minnesota discussing the Minnesota legislative races and the campaign for control of the legislature and the future of Minnesota. So all of our listeners over there in Minnesota, in the western part and the northern part of Minnesota, if you have a question or comment for my guests today, Kurt and Dan, 855-200-1776, extension 2 gets you live on air. You hit extension 1 if you don't have time for an on-air conversation. Extension 1 gets your point of view on the rant line, and we'll play it back during this segment. So 855-200-1776, extension 2. First question that I have is, and either one of you can take this. We were just talking about, and this is a little tongue-in-cheek, but we were just talking about Florida and the proposed city ordinance for saggy pants. $500, you know, if you're caught on any city property with your pants on the ground. How do you guys feel about that? Is that coming to a Minnesota city near us?
I don't think it's going to happen up in Roseau, Leon, that's for sure. You know, we don't have baggy pants up there to begin with. So, you know, the people that live in northwest Minnesota, if you come up here, you're not going to see baggy pants by and large. Every now and then, I don't think that we need to waste time with government. We got a lot bigger problems to solve than baggy pants in northwest Minnesota. So I'm not, no, it's not coming to our area.
Good deal. No pants on the ground in Minnesota. We do have someone that took advantage of our rant line, so let's roll that.
Good morning. Good program. say you're going to have some Minnesota legislature people on campaigning for this fall. I'd like to have them ask the general question about the faltering Obamacare program in Minnesota. I guess it's a major thing. So is that going to weaken Franken's chances to get reelected and many of the other Democrats that supported this thing wholeheartedly? Yeah, go with that. Thank you.
So, Kurt, I'll throw that to you if you don't mind. He says, you know, we got in Minnesota, you got that faltering Obamacare going on over there. A lot of Democrats supported it. You got Al Franken, who was pretty much a cheerleader. Don't want to picture him with pom-poms, though. But how is it going to help or hurt the Minnesota DFL by their support of Obamacare and now, you know, all of the subsequent faults that have been brought to light with that?
Sure. It's a great question, and I'm not surprised it was the first one because, Minnesota, this is what we're hearing when we talk to Minnesotans. They're really concerned about this. You know, Democrats made a promise that this was going to reduce the cost of health insurance for families on an average of about $500 per family. Almost the exact opposite is true. Costs have gone up. People have less choice through this. And remember that Governor Dayton and the Democrats in the legislature really embraced this wholeheartedly. It was really the first thing that Governor Dayton did. And he was the governor that kind of embraced Obamacare the most in the entire country. We found out this week that the largest provider of private plans within MNsure is withdrawing. They're calling it administratively and financially unsustainable, which really should raise some red flags. And this isn't the first one. There have been signs all along that MNsure, which is our state's version of Obamacare, has been plagued with problems and really has not been working. And unfortunately, for over a year now, Democrats have put their head in the sand and really not done anything to address any of the problems. In fact, while it was faltering, they allowed the MNsure board to pay bonuses to the MNsure executives, which is absolutely the wrong thing that we should be doing. We need to hold these people accountable, and we need to provide a system that gives health care to Minnesota families at a reasonable cost and still gives them the choice they want to see the doctor that they want. And that's the commitment that Republicans are going to make.
Good deal. Dan?
Well, and Leon, to that point, Kurt is absolutely right. Throughout the legislative process, I think that there was a lot of people on our side of the aisle that recognized that something was going to pass. We made numerous attempts in committee and on the House floor to make substantive changes to the MNsure program that was brought forth by Governor Dayton and Joe Atkins and the Democrats, Penn Lean and Moorhead and those types. But on almost every single amendment that was brought forward, they were resoundingly rejected, straight party line votes. It was very, very disappointing. You could see it coming when you talk to insurance agents on Main Street back in Thief River Falls or wherever. They could see what was going to happen. And now, the vines are starting to bear the fruit. And to that point, I'll point out a small company up in Brigalow, Minnesota called MachineWell. I talked to one of their owners 2 weeks ago, and he told me that the projected policy or premium increase is going to be 79% in the small company up there. And he just says to me, Dan, we can't do it. We cannot do it. And so then what they thought about doing maybe is, well, rather than doing the health insurance, let's provide other methods for providing insurance for our employees by maybe increasing their hourly wage, and they can go out and they can find some insurance. But the problem with that then, it's even greater for the company because when you increase your wage structure, all of the associated costs with payroll also go up. Your unemployment, your work comp, all of your FICAs, all your withholdings and so forth. And that becomes an even bigger problem for them. So this monster, this Obamacare, this MNsure is really a problem. And one last thing, and Kurt can correct me if I'm wrong here. In the supplemental budget bill that was passed by the DFL in this previous legislative session, for the next biennium, they recognized that there were an awful lot of shortfalls, and they put us on the hook for, I believe, $400 million to prop up MNsure. Is that the correct number?
That's right. I think it was just a little bit over $400 million.
So they already recognize that. It's a huge problem, and that's going to come out of the next budget. And what is it, six out of the last 7 months, Minnesota's revenues have come in below projections. In 2011, we had a $5 billion deficit. There's a lot of us who are extremely concerned that because of what's been done here in the past 2 years with regards to the state budget, the taxing, and the excessive spending, we're probably going to be facing another deficit, and that's very scary to me.
And it's concerning. It should be concerning to all Minnesotans, which is one of the reasons why I think that both of you guys believe that a Republican control of the legislature is of the utmost importance. And a couple of things that you mentioned there, Dan, has me thinking about small businesses. I'm a small business owner. I'm here in Fargo, though, but I'm thinking about the business climate, the business atmosphere over there in Minnesota. What does a Republican legislator, a Republican control of the Minnesota legislature, what does that look like, and how does that foster a business-friendly climate and atmosphere over there in Minnesota?
Sure. You know, I can jump in on this one. We're really...
Okay, I can too.
Yeah. You know, it's going to depend a little bit on what we're dealt as far as whether we have a Democrat or Republican governor. We're going to have a Democrat Senate. We know that. You know, we're looking forward to really working with folks to solve the problems that Minnesotans face. And, you know, frankly, what we think answers a lot of problems is we need better paying jobs for Minnesotans in Minnesota. And we think that's what Minnesota families want, and we think that's what they deserve. And while government doesn't create those jobs, we create the environment that allows those jobs to thrive. And unfortunately, Democrat policies that they put in place, the tax increases, the business-to-business taxes, have really kind of upended the business climate and made it a place where companies are leaving instead of coming to. And we need to make this a destination for businesses and employers so that we can have those better-paying jobs.
And when you say better-paying jobs... here, give me 2 seconds. When you say better paying jobs, I also hear from the over there in Minnesota, you know, raising the minimum wage, that sort of thing. And I think Dan alluded to that when he was speaking. You know, they see it the problem as, you know, employers not paying enough. How do you see, where do you stand on like raising the minimum wage to have those higher paying jobs? Or are you trying to get businesses to move to Minnesota because of the business-friendly climate over there without having to raise their bottom line and cut into their profit margins and their profitability and that sort of thing?
Sure. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I just, you know, when you talked about minimum wage, I had a town hall in Warren, Minnesota, and the guy that owns the Dairy Queen came to the town hall, and he said to me, you know, Dan, I've owned the Dairy Queen for probably 25 years or whatever the number was. I don't remember exactly. And it's every year it seems like it becomes more and more difficult to do business here in Minnesota. He said, we've got very, very high unemployment compensation rates. Our work comp rates are very high. I've got inspectors coming in from 3 or 4 different state agencies. And every time they come in, I got to do something to improve my situation. Every time I turn around, there's something more to do, more money to spend. And then he said, and now you're talking about increasing the minimum wage. And, you know, what it's going to do is probably going to wind up resulting in me not hiring high school kids. But he said, if I do have to raise the minimum wage, I'm going to have to also raise the wages for the people above the minimum wage because there's a spread there now and they're going to expect that. And what really stuck out in my mind was this. He said, and there's a dozen people in the room sitting at the table. He said, how many Billy bars do you think you can sell in Warren, Minnesota? And what we need to do in Minnesota is focus on what keeps businesses here. Listen, I live in northwest Minnesota. We've got 4 large companies. All of them have had the good fortune to grow and then to expand. And when you take a look at where that expansion is happening outside of their existing footprint in Warren or Rosa or Thief River Falls, Far.
We're right up against the break. Can you hang on to that thought? We'll be right back after this break, right here on the Common Sense Club.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNlive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNlive.com.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnom. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. Four nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all inclusive. That's right, New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park and the Rockettes kicking up their heels at Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus four nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. Six meals, four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits, so check it out at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Back. We are back right here on the Common Sense Club, 855-217-76, extension 2 gets you live on air, and you can ask your question, leave your comment. Right now we're speaking with House Minority Leader Kurt Daunt, a Republican out of Crown, and Representative Dan Fabian out of Roseau, and they're talking about their tour. I haven't really talked a lot about their tour. I promise we're going to touch on that. But you were speaking about a meeting you were having with a business owner, and he was telling you about all of the factors that go into hiring and what as it pertains to like minimum wage increases and business friendly atmospheres out there. So I want to allow you to finish that point first.
Well, I think the bottom line is that Minnesota is not very competitive. You know, when you take a look at what's happening in East Grand Forks versus Grand Forks, or when you take a look at what's happening in Moorhead versus Fargo, it's really quite different than it was 35 years ago when I left the Fargo-Moorhead area. But when you have a business that's in Brigalow or in Roseau or Hallock or Warren or wherever it happens to be, a hardware store or Dairy Queen, they can't just pick up and move and go. And so they're competing at really a significant disadvantage. But when you do get a company like Marvel Windows and Doors that has the good fortune to be able to grow and expand, they grow and expand in Grafton and Fargo. And now DigiKey, very large company in Thief River Falls, has started their expansion into Fargo. And when you go and ask the corporate executives at these businesses, why are they going there? It's because of tax and regulatory climate. Now, a lot of people will say, well, Dan, it has to do with workforce and so forth, and you have to, they have to go there to find workers. And I simply say, if that's the case, and I accept some of that, really, what is the difference in the workforce between, in the Fargo-Moorhead area, what's the difference between Fargo and Moorhead? Why don't they locate in Moorhead instead of Fargo? When
right.
Marvel Windows and Doors had the good fortune to expand and grow, why didn't they go to, instead of Grafton, say Park Rapids and Moorhead or Hutchinson or Brainerd? That's not happening. And far too often, they're going outside of out of state. And all you got to do is go down to the cities and listen to radio stations in the morning, and you will hear the Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce advertising for businesses to come to South Dakota because they have lower taxes, fewer regulations, and a greater chance of profitability. Well, that's a pretty compelling case to make to a business that's looking at expanding or growing or moving. And we don't do enough of that in Minnesota. We're one of the worst states in the country for business climate, and we absolutely have to change that. I'll let Kurt take something here, but it's very frustrating to me. I hear it from small business owners every place I go. I don't care if you're talking to a plumbing company in Thief River Falls, or the Dairy Queen and Warren, or Machine Well, these small businesses, every day they're being choked by government. They have more and more and more to do and limited staff, limited resources, and we absolutely have to make some changes the way we're doing things in Minnesota.
And Kurt Dowd, you're on tour for most of Minnesota anyway, and I said tour, but you're visiting a lot of these cities and speaking to a lot of these folks. You want to tell us, the purpose of you visiting all these places, and two, where are your next venues? Where are you going to be next?
Sure. You know, we're basically, and I've been doing this for months now, kind of all over the state of Minnesota, just getting out, visiting with voters, talking to some of the candidates and their supporters and working in these districts to kind of get the word out on what's going on in St. Paul and why it's so important. I mean, I feel like this is the kind of a watershed moment for Minnesota election-wise. This is the first time in a generation that we have had single-party Democrat control in St. Paul. And frankly, I don't think I have to probably go through the whole litany of bad things that they've done, but it really hasn't served Minnesota well. And they've unfortunately put Minnesota families and Minnesotans on the back burner while promoting themselves and doing things that benefit themselves. And really, that's the wrong. It's not Minnesota priority. So we're kind of out getting that message out. We're going to be in Crookston and Bagley. We'll be in Thief River and Roseau. We're going to head over to Manoman, and then on Saturday evening we'll end up way over in Duluth. So doing most of northern Minnesota over the course of the next couple of days.
Any concerns over voter fraud in the DFL?
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up. We put a constitutional amendment on the ballot to require an ID to vote, and this is one that really has baffled me. Obviously, that the Democrats won the messaging on that and convinced people that this wasn't something that was necessary to be in the Constitution. But you know what? we require an ID for almost everything, including getting welfare benefits. So, you know, their argument was that this is going to disproportionately affect the poor. You know, if you have to show an ID to get welfare, I think these folks have an ID and they can show it to vote. So I'm not sure that it's disproportionately affecting anybody. And today's day and age, I think everybody's got an ID. So that really wasn't the issue. I don't know why they were so adamant against this. I guess our minds want to wander and believe that there must be some sort of voter fraud. But I'll tell you, we just had this race down in the primary in Phyllis Kahn's district. And she had a gentleman running against her from the Somali community, and there was an allegation by
her. Kurt?
That, yep.
Kurt, that music means you're right up against the break. Sorry to do this to you. We're definitely going to have you back on. That's Kurt Dowd and Dan Fabian, and they want your support to change the tide over there in Minnesota. We'll be right back with What's On Your Mind right after this.
Every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.